understanding of America begins, or so it seems to us, with the realization that this nation is young yet, that she's still new and unfinished, that even now, America is man's greatest adventure in time and space. The University of North Carolina, through a grant in aid from the National Association of Educational Broadcasters, presents American Adventure, a study of man in the New World. A series made possible by the Fund for Adult Education, an independent agency established by the Ford Foundation. Written by John Ely, directed by John Clayton, today's recorded program presents Grenade. Ranson, John Oliver. White, 1st Lieutenant, Commanding Negro Platoon, I Company, 371st Infantry. Eyes, blue. Height, 5 feet. Weight, 130 pounds. Age, 27. Married. Son aged 1 year. Killed in action near Ardeuil, France, September 29th, 1918. Distinguished Service Cross posthumously.
All right, quiet down. There's a war going on, you know. Lieutenant Ranson.
Yes, sir.
Finish that joke later. Take your seat with the others.
Yes, sir.
This is important. I want to know about any serious morale problems. I understand that there are some.
It's just the waiting, sir. We come back from the line, from too much action to waiting.
I know that problem, Major. We'll be back in the trenches soon.
Well, when, Colonel?
When we get orders.
When will that be, sir?
When division issues them.
Couldn't you approximate a time, Colonel?
Yes, Captain. It'll be 5 minutes after Army Headquarters tells Division Headquarters to issue them.
Thank you, sir.
Not at all, Captain.
Colonel, are there any footballs in the supply rooms?
I beg your pardon, Lieutenant Ranson.
Footballs, sir.
Footballs?
Why, yes, sir.
For what military purpose do you want footballs, Lieutenant?
To play with, sir.
Lieutenant Ranson, in the middle of the war, do you propose that we pause for a game of football?
Why, yes, sir. You see, sir...
I don't see. So far as I know, Lieutenant, there are no footballs in the regimental area. Any other questions of a military nature? Then watch the morale of your men. And remember, we must all maintain utmost secrecy about the date of our advance.
Sir, you didn't tell us that date.
I know, Captain. As I said, we must all maintain utmost secrecy.
Get out of this army if I was in the States.
You mean desert?
I mean leave. Just sneak away in the dark.
Now, me. What are you afraid of, Taylor?
Who said I'm afraid?
You did. You say you leave.
Yeah. Slim, I leave. I tired of fighting.
Don't you like war, Taylor?
I don't like it at all.
Maybe you ain't give it a good chance
it
yet.
It grows on you sort of slow-like, Taylor.
Have your fun. You guys fight the war. They brought the wire cutters up today. Whose barbed wire you reckon we're going to be cutting?
Well, we ain't dead yet.
You proud of it?
Ain't you?
Listen, you guys, you don't fool me. What if there was a ship right out there now?
On this field? A ship?
Yeah. And beside the ship was a truck. The CO, he come out seeing, he say, look here, men, the truck goes back to the trenches, and the ship, she goes back to the States. You take your pick. You can go to the front and fight, or you can get on that ship and go home. Which would you guys do? I'd get on the ship, wouldn't you, Sammy?
Well, I don't know. I don't like ship.
Oh, don't pay no attention to Taylor. He ain't got no patriotism.
I was born without it.
Ain't you got no family to protect? Don't you feel like being free?
Free? Who's free? I'm sick of war. You men wake me up when it's over.
You know, Kaiser Bill ought to win this war just so to teach Taylor a lesson.
I'm going
to
teach him a lesson before it's through. You watch and see.
What I want to know is, How can you fight a war with guys like Taylor around?
Come on into the tent, Sergeant.
Thank you, Lieutenant Ranson.
You want to see me, Sergeant?
Yes, sir. I want to talk to you straight, sir.
Good.
These men, they don't talk like soldiers. Not like they used to. They're scared. We all scared, sir.
I know, Sergeant.
This man, Taylor, he started all. And the others, well, they followed.
I see. You know anything about football, Sergeant?
Football? Yes, sir.
It's fall, football season. I used to play football.
Well, you're a little man, Lieutenant Ranson.
You weighed 127.
Well, I bet you were a hard man to see once you got started, sir.
I was always too busy trying to get started to notice. But I've watched teams breaking apart before, Sergeant. Five basketball players become five players instead of one team. Each man tries to sink as many points as he can when he should feed the ball to the men who can sink them best.
Yes, sir.
Five men working together are 25 times as strong as five men working independently, Sergeant.
You ought to talk to the men like that, sir.
First, Sergeant, suppose you look around and find me a football.
A football? Here, in France?
And quickly. No time to lose.
Now, sir, that's one problem I can't handle alone.
You know where to go when you have a problem you can't handle.
No, sir, I don't.
Take it to the chaplain, Sergeant Fletcher.
It's a brand new one, Lieutenant.
Yeah, where'd you get it?
The chaplain, sir. He got it from somewhere.
All right, men, come around here a minute.
Okay, let's get the team organized.
Now, the sergeant says you men are tired of calisthenics and close-order drill.
No kidding. Did the sergeant really say that, huh?
I like to wave my arms around.
Sergeant gets
off. Well, the sergeant took the trouble of finding a football.
Football?
Yeah, now, we're a couple of good football players.
I played a little football at Grand Rapids, sir.
Fine, Slim. Any other football players?
If you pardon me, sir, I was the best colored quarterback Atlanta ever had.
Now we know why we got a football.
What you say there, boy?
Sergeant, coach the other team. I'll referee. All right?
Yeah, let's go.
Lieutenant Ranson?
Yes, Taylor?
Why you spring a game like this on us now? Why can't we rest?
It's fall, Taylor. The season for football. And in this outfit, everybody plays. But, Colonel, you didn't say that we couldn't play football, sir.
Didn't I?
No, sir.
I went out of my way to imply it, Lieutenant.
I missed that implication, sir.
Perhaps so. You didn't seem to be very sharp that day.
No, sir.
Football. Orders say calisthenics and close-order drill.
Yes, sir. But, Colonel, I have a theory.
Really, Lieutenant?
You're making fun of me, sir.
We both are, Lieutenant.
I was simply trying to teach the men teamwork, sir.
The Army does that with drill.
The Army method is not good enough, sir.
I see. Continue.
Well, the way I see it, Colonel, in football, a man often makes a personal sacrifice to help the team. In close-order drill, there are not sacrifices. There's only a formal machine-like teamwork. In football, you think and follow orders. In close-order drill, you just follow orders.
There's an interesting thing about your reasoning, Lieutenant.
What's that, sir?
I find a certain amount of sense to it. I wish we had more time.
You need time, sir. My outfit's not in fighting shape, Colonel. Why, if we had to go into battle tomorrow...
You do, Lieutenant.
Sir?
We move to the front at Orduria tomorrow morning, Lieutenant.
I see. Thank you for trusting me with that information, sir.
Not at all, Lieutenant. I'm willing to trust a man who fights for the team.
Lieutenant Ranson.
What?
Wake up, sir.
I am awake. What do you want?
Come here, sir. Taylor and Slim are tearing at each other's throats, sir.
Oh, I've been expecting this. Just a second.
Why are you getting your gun, sir?
I expect to use it. All right, men, sit down. Now, what's the matter? Slim, what's the matter?
We got tired listening to him, that's all. The rest of us, we get along fine. Everyone except for him.
Who?
Taylor.
What about it, Taylor?
They say I was a coward because I didn't want to go back to the front.
Are you?
No, sir. But I ain't no sucker, neither.
That's what he keeps saying.
Now, just a minute. You think Taylor's a coward, Slim?
Yes, sir.
You men ever hear of Russian roulette?
Yeah, that's a game where you take five of the bullets out of a pistol, ain't it?
That's right. Leave one bullet in it. Well, suppose I do that now. Take five bullets out of my gun, leave one bullet in. Then lock the chamber in place. And spin. Now, there's one chance in six that this pistol will fire when it's shot. It would take a brave man to put this barrel next to his head and pull that trigger.
Lieutenant, ain't you going too far, sir?
Now, are you really a coward, Taylor?
Give me the gun.
Would some of the rest of you like to join Taylor in this game? Out of all the platoon, only Taylor will volunteer?
It's foolish to pull that trigger, Lieutenant.
Right or wrong, Taylor claims it's foolish to fight a war. No one will volunteer? And none of us will bother with it.
I will, sir.
It isn't necessary, Taylor.
Yes, it is, sir. Give me the pistol.
Lieutenant, if he's killed, you'll be responsible, sir.
Very well, Taylor. Here it is.
Now, what'd I do?
Spin the chambers again. One chance in six, Taylor.
What'd I do now?
Put the barrel to your temple.
Like this?
Yes. Count three and pull the trigger.
One. Two. Three.
Congratulations, Taylor.
Yes, sir. Here's your pistol.
Now, let's agree that Taylor's a brave man. The bravest of you all.
What about you, Lieutenant? I ain't seen you put that pistol to your head.
It wouldn't be fair for me to do that, Slim.
Why not? Can't officers play games with enlisted men?
Well, there's a better reason. There would be no danger for me, Slim. You see, I know I removed all six of the bullets.
Lieutenant Ransom?
Yes, Taylor?
You asleep, sir?
No, come on in the tent.
Thank you, sir.
Leave the tent flap open. We'll have enough moonlight to see by.
Yes, sir.
Sit down on the pack there, Taylor.
Mind if I smoke?
Go ahead.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning, but I couldn't sleep.
I've been awake, too.
Been lying down there and saying to myself, Taylor, why that lieutenant do that for you? You're the first man ever done anything for me, Lieutenant.
Maybe your luck's changing.
I figure you had a reason.
Men generally have reasons, Taylor. Even though some of them they don't understand.
Then why is it I ain't like the other men?
Why aren't you?
I'm too smart, that's why. I grew up with my head on my shoulders, thinking for myself.
I see.
And I just don't get this. Let's fight for the old home place stuff, for our families, for freedom. My old home place was a $2 a week flat in a tenement district. My family's 2 brothers and a couple of sisters who wouldn't give me a piece of bread if I was starving to death. Back in the States, freedom for me was freedom to go without work and smoke cigarette butts when I could find them. Fight for freedom, Lieutenant? Fight for the home, the family? Would I care who wins the war?
See those stars out there, Taylor? What's so pretty about a star?
What do you mean? It shines.
So does a light bulb. I think a star is prettier than a light bulb because man can't change it, improve it. A star is a mystery.
Just like this problem of yours.
My problem ain't no mystery. I just got no reason to fight.
It is a mystery because you want to fight.
How do you know that?
Did you come up here trying to get me to send you back to the kitchen crew? I can get you assigned to Graves registration, Taylor. Listen to me, Taylor. You don't have to move up to the front lines with the rest of us. I'll assign you to a rear echelon team. You're free. Go get your things.
Well, now look here, Lieutenant. I ain't asking for no favors.
That's what I thought, Taylor. You want to fight. But you don't know why. And it doesn't make sense to you. You figure you're the only one in the whole army like that. But you're not.
Most people have something to fight for.
So do you.
What?
Listen, Taylor. When a man leaps in front of a car to save a kid's life, what's he fighting for?
Well, I don't know. The kid's life, maybe.
Maybe he doesn't know the kid. Maybe the kid throws rocks at his automobile, but he does it anyway, risks his own life to save the kid's. Why, Taylor?
Well, I'm not sure.
You want to fight, but you don't know why. All right. Maybe it's because millions of helpless people have asked you to defend them, asked you to leap in front of the automobile to save their lives. People you don't like, and ones you do. You're part of their team, Taylor.
Team? I don't get that either.
Taylor, did you ever feel that you should take up for the town in which you were born?
Yeah, if somebody said something about it.
Maybe the town wasn't any good, was dead. But it was yours. So you didn't like it when somebody said it was dead.
That's right.
That's the same way with a nation, Taylor. If a nation gets pushed around, you don't like it. And when the nation's life is threatened, you don't like it.
Lieutenant, is that worth dying for?
A man's dignity is worth dying for, Taylor. That's the best thing we have. And indignity, like those stars, is beautiful because we can't touch it. We can't improve it. And it's a mystery to us.
Lieutenant, you use big words.
Stars are big objects, Taylor.
Yes, sir. I can't quite get hold of a star, though.
But you know they're there, Taylor. You better get some sleep now, Taylor.
Oh, I'll be all right.
This is the last night you'll have for a while. We move back to the front tomorrow morning.
That was one of our shells, wasn't it, Lieutenant Ransom?
Yeah, it fell short.
Let me move forward at the Kaiser's boys, Lieutenant.
You want to be a hero, Slim?
I want to get some German.
Then stay alive. That's the way to be a good hero. You stay alive by moving cautiously. On the whole, men who live can accomplish more in war than the men who die.
That hill out there, Lieutenant. You reckon the Germans got a machine gun up there?
Maybe, Taylor. I sent out Private Conrad to see.
He ought to be back by now, sir.
Maybe he ain't gonna be the kind of hero that Lieutenant Ransom likes.
Thirty minutes before dawn, Lieutenant.
Thank you.
Private Conrad ain't back yet, sir.
Still time for men to reconnoiter that hill, Lieutenant.
You want a job, Taylor?
Why not? I owe the platoon some fighting.
You lost your head.
How do you plan to move in on that hill, Taylor?
Down the creek bed. Just about all the way.
That's good enough. Let's go.
You going, sir?
Sergeant Fletcher?
Yes, sir.
Take charge.
Yes, sir.
Let's go, Taylor.
Lieutenant Ransom, I got a request before you go.
All right, Slim.
I heard that three's a crowd, Lieutenant. You may need a crowd before you're through.
Very well. Come on, Slim. Keep your head down below that bank, Slim.
Don't you worry about me, Lieutenant. How much more we gotta go up this creek?
We're about halfway. No more talking.
me, Slim. What you doing, Slim? Going swimming?
I stumbled.
Or get up quietly.
I think I found Private Conrad.
Where?
He's what I stumbled over.
Is that him, Lieutenant?
Yes, Taylor. And we just lost our crowd. Let's go.
We can't go around that turn, Lieutenant. We know that now.
The sun's partway up already, too. Men will be coming over the trench in a few minutes.
And that machine gun, it'll rake them off, kill them, just like it did Slim.
The machine gun seemed to be about 30 to 50 yards from here.
Yes, sir. That's a good guess.
A little crawling, then a grenade.
Yes, sir. Help me up this bank here, sir, and I'll see if I can see it from here.
All right, Taylor. Put your foot in my hands. There. What's that dirt, Taylor? You're knocking it off into the water.
Up a little higher, Lieutenant.
See anything?
No, sir. I don't see nothing. They got me.
It's all right, Taylor. It's all right. I'll fix you up.
I can't move my arms.
Stop trying to move. Pain?
No, sir. Just a moment. Sleepy, like.
You're all right. I think this is your ticket back to the stage, Taylor.
Ticket? Yes, sir.
Now, let me get this bandage out of the pack.
I saw the gun when it fired, Lieutenant. It's up the hill, just a piece. It's covering all that line of trenches.
Well, let me get this around your chest. I'll stop the bleeding.
It's behind that big log I said about, Lieutenant.
Stop talking, Taylor. Lean back against the bank.
Let me alone, Lieutenant. Hold up. Won't right now. It's free to get that gun.
I gotta stop this bleeding, Taylor.
I want to lie right here and listen to that grenade go off. I don't want to die with hearing that grenade go off. I can't carry the ball no more, sir, but you can.
I can't leave you, Taylor.
Then they're going to be coming over that trench in just a minute. I'll be all right, Lieutenant. Somebody got to get that gun.
Is this what you want, Taylor?
Yes, sir.
And I'll take one of your grenades.
Yes, sir. Now, don't let him catch it till you throw it, sir.
Don't worry, Taylor. I'll throw it whether they get me or not. This time I'll get a good start.
My shoulders. I'll be listening, sir.
I'll go back up the creek a ways and climb over the bank.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good luck, sir. Lord, I ain't got no prayer for me right now. But I do want to talk to you about the riot. It's Right, Lord, that Lieutenant Ranson, he get the gun, Lord. That's right. And you can help him. You can help him throw that grenade. Oh, Lord. Lord Jesus. I'm starting to hurt now. I'm getting so weak. Help. Jesus, help him. Jesus, help him throw that grenade. Lord, Lieutenant, Lord, help him. Grenade, Lieutenant. Grenade. Lord. That's right. You done right, Lord. Lord, you helped him. And the men are gonna be all right. Wonder why my shoulders don't hurt no more.
Ranson, John Oliver, White First Lieutenant, commanding Negro Platoon, I Company, 371st Infantry. Eyes, blue. Height, 5 feet. Weight, 130 pounds. Age, 27. Married. Son, aged 1 year. Killed in action near Ardeuil, France, September 29th, 1918. Distinguished Service Cross, posthumously. American Adventure is written by John Ely, directed by John Clayton, produced by the Communication Center of the University of North Carolina. American Adventure is a study of man in the New World. The series is made possible by the National Association of Educational Broadcasters and the Fund for Adult Education, an independent agency established by the Ford Foundation. In Grenade, Lieutenant Ranson was played by Charles Kuralt and Taylor was John Ely. American Adventure is produced and recorded by the University of North Carolina on the campus at Chapel Hill.
American Adventure originated through the facilities of WSJS Radio in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.